Welcome, furry and unfurry friends alike, to Just Roll With It. We are a bi-weekly actual play podcast where we valiantly attempt to play through all the tabletop role-playing games, sitting on our shelves and moldering in our itch libraries. Today, we're playing through Briar and Bramble with our dear friend Rose Artemis, who I'm sure you remember from our game of Big Gay Road Trip. Last episode, we had just finished creating our characters, the adorable Dormouse Nell, the stoic Stoat Cassandra, and the slightly unhinged Possum Rambles, as well as their community of adorable critters. Today, we're setting off on our adventure, so buckle up, Buttercup, it's time to hit the road. Or the forest trail, you'll see.
Alright, so now that we have our fun cast for Briar and Bramble, let's see them in action, shall we? So you guys, all of you, there's this wild storm happening. You miss most of the action of the storm because you're kind of in this pound van, but suddenly you feel it like swerve very hard to the left and then swerve very hard to the right. And it swerves really hard to the left. And it like fumbles and rolls around and the cages all go flying everywhere. Nobody's hurt, fortunately. But then everything crashes to a stop. Rumbles, your cage is right underneath Russell's cage.
Fuck.
And after a little bit, you hear the rain stop and then the back door to the van van just like drops open.
Fucking animal control. We gotta get the hell out of here. I'm gonna try and break the door off of my cage.
I would say that with all the shaking about, it's not too difficult to do. Yeah, so you just like bang on it and it just flies off.
Yep. Collect my garbage cloak and my little TV antenna or radio antenna wand and hop out. Do all of you need help getting out or what?
As you say that, Cassandra kicks the door to their cage and sends it flying as well.
Yes.
I think Emerson is like, no, I have this. And you see this really small vole just banging on the gate on the front to no avail. It's like, I might be small, but I am mighty. Just ding, ding.
Oh no.
Why am I the only competent person here? I'll go rip off his door.
I think you do it right as Emerson like starts to charge from the back of the cage.
Uh-huh.
And just like, huh, and just flies right over you. He goes, ha-ha, I am victorious!
Yeah, you did it, kiddo. Great job. Fucking, and I just like throw the cage. You need help, Mouse?
Yes.
Gabrielle is also like, I would also like assistance when you have the chance.
Gotta do fucking everything around here. And I'll just waddle over and start ripping off cages. Doors. Yeah.
I think as soon as Cassandra's out of her cage, she'd probably head over to Nell's next and try and get that open.
Right. Russell's just sitting in his cage, just very patient.
Do you need help too?
I suppose so, yes. I would also like to not be in here.
Ugh, fine. I'll take off the door to his cage.
And Russell just like crawls out, just like, thank you very much.
Yeah, whatever.
And crawls down out of the van and everything and goes and joins everybody.
All right, we gotta get out of here. The humans really like their metal creatures, so if we stick around, they're gonna come find us.
But my owner used to tell me that if you're lost, you should always stay right where you are.
So owner? That way, you had an yes. Owner?
Yes.
You're a free man now, Hedgehog!
I am not a man. I can promise you that. I am a hedgehog.
You're a free whatever you are, Hedgehog!
And I was told that if you're lost, you should stay right where you are until somebody can come and find you. Because it's easier for them to find you if you stay in one location.
Hedgehog, what is your name?
Russell.
No, your real name.
Russell.
Is that the name your owners gave you?
It is!
You're pathetic, Russell.
Oh.
There's no need to be mean.
I think there's plenty of cause to be mean. Russell wants to sit here in a cage and let humans pick him back up. So you know what?
No, outside of the cage.
You know what, Russell? If you want a new owner so badly, you can stay right here and wait for one to come get you. Okay? And I, like, pat him on the head with the side of my staff, and I start walking out.
I think Russell, like, looks around and sees that this is not a safe place to stay, and is like, I think I'm safer with all of you. Yes. And he tags along.
What about you, Stoat? Mouse? Coming?
I would very much like to not be here. Yes.
I mean, I guess someone has to keep you all safe, so let's go.
Keep myself safe. Somebody will keep us all safe, and that person shall be me. And Emerson, like, waves around this, like, pointy stick that they found.
What is Emerson again? A vole?
A vole, yes.
Yeah, good job, vole. Pointy stuff totally keeps humans away.
He's, like, swinging it around like a sword.
Hell yeah.
Just watch you don't point that at any of us here.
What was that? And Emerson, like, turns and faces you with the stick.
Oh, please.
Immediately, Cassandra is, like, hunkering down and starting to bare her fangs.
Please don't start fighting. That's not going to be conductive to getting us out of here.
Why would I fight? I was just trying to hear what she said.
That's good, but maybe be careful with the pointy stick.
Look, I'm very good with the pointy stick. It's actually my weapon of choice. I am very proficient in it, and he's in as well, swinging it around very dangerously.
Hell yeah, good job, Emerson.
Cassandra only has eyes for the pointy stick and is just making sure it doesn't go into anyone.
See, look, they understand, and he swings the pointy stick, like, violently towards Rumbles' direction.
Hell yeah. Rumbles is delighted at this show of violence. I guess we should probably get moving.
Yes, we probably should.
And I think Rumbles maybe wants to use one of their moves.
Oh?
I would like to use Glimpse Ahead to figure out where the hell we should go, or where the hell a safe place is for us to get out of here, too.
Alright, go ahead and roll plus sense.
Yep, and my sense is a plus 2. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. 6 plus 1, that's 7, plus 2 is 9. Partial success.
Alright. It's kind of like watching a very staticky TV, mm-hmm. like, very out of tune. You see, like, black and white lines. You see all these metal contraptions all over the place. Yeah, I think you see, you can kind of make out the raccoons in the metalwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you hear a thud right before the vision stops.
All right. And if I look around, do I see any metal structures?
You see, like, electrical wires leading into deeper into the forest a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, I'd say you know that electrical wires lead to the big metal work.
Mm-hmm. So I think Rumbles, what happens when they see the future is they pretend to be dead. So they fall backwards, eyes rolling into their head, tongue lolls out. They, like, have a, like, mini shake. They shake a little bit, and they get up, start awake. I have seen the future! We need to go that way. And they point deeper into the forest.
Well, that way is away from the humans, so that's what I was going to suggest as well.
Okay. Are you all right?
Well, over in that direction we go, then.
Hell yeah. And I will start marching.
And how big is a vole compared to a possum? Does anybody know?
That is a very good question. I have absolutely no idea. How big are voles?
So voles look like they can fit in the palm of your hand. Mm-hmm. Whereas a possum looks like it's about the size of my arm.
Possums are cat-shaped.
Yeah. So I think what happens Emerson's like, yes, we should go that way. And then, like, climbs on top of you, on top of your head.
Hey. Hey, who said you could do that?
I mean, a knight needs a mighty steed.
I'm not your steed.
No, but you're the best one
do
that
I
we
look
have.
Like a pirate captain? And I shake you off. I shake him off.
And then, like, Emerson's, like, holding on to, like, some hairs and is like, nope, I need to stay up here.
Goff me. I will snap at Emerson if it means getting him off.
Emerson just, like, flops to the ground. It's like, well then.
I don't think they want you riding on them.
You have won this battle, but we will see if you win the war.
Emerson, is that your name?
Yes.
I swear to God.
Emerson the Great. And Mighty.
Yeah, okay. If you try riding me again, you're going to be roadkill. I've seen it.
Let's not have anyone be roadkill, please.
I can't fight fate. I can only foretell it.
Ah, but I can fight fate. So, onwards! And Emerson, like, just darts heading in the direction.
That sounded a little bit like it was probably a self-fulfilling prophecy.
All the best prophecies are self-fulfilling.
Right.
So, Mouse, what were you in for?
I don't really know.
You got lucky that they just trapped you. Usually humans freaking kill mice. Snap. Right on their necks.
I don't. There was something about conservation. I don't know. But there was a lot of noise when they picked me up, I think.
Humans are very, very noisy. This is true. Beware cheese left out for you. For it is usually a trap.
My owner used to leave cheese out for me all the time.
Shut the fuck up, Russell.
There's no need to be so mean.
Mean? Who's being mean? Russell's being mean by assaulting my ears.
See, that sounds a little bit mean.
There's nothing wrong with your ears.
They're wounded. Wounded by the sound of your voice.
Anyway.
How about you, Vol? What were you, Stoat, you. What were you in for? They say looking at Cassandra.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I'm not a Stoat.
Rose the player hasn't thought of this yet, so.
I mean, I just made mine up on the spot there, yeah. So.
I think the only explanation that they give is they turn to you and there's like a sort of scar across one of their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The eye is still functional. The scar seems to have only, like, caught the flesh around it. But she just says, house cat, and leaves it at that.
And you survived? Damn. You're a badass.
You should have seen the cat.
Rumbles nods, impressed.
Player's note, the cat was absolutely fine. Cassandra just wanted to sound impressive.
It worked. It absolutely worked.
Wonderful.
All right. So we follow the road in deeper into the forest?
It sounds like it.
All right. So you follow the road deeper into the forest. And you come about this abandoned, like, fairground where you see, like, a merry-go-round that's been overgrown with, like, vines and bushes and everything. And other little bits of machinery that have been taken over. You get the feeling you're being watched.
Do you feel that?
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to make you roll for Homeward Bound.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's right. This game has mechanics.
It does have mechanics.
Wow. What a wild concept.
Yep. So you're supposed to roll plus Harmony, which I think you have plus one of.
Who wants to do the honors?
I can do it.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Rose.
That's 6 plus 2 plus 1, which is a 9.
A 9. All right.
Well done.
All right, you almost had enough resources to reach your destination, but some had to go without. Untick the community resources and tick the community conflict clock. All right, so you currently have 1 of 6 conflicts.
What happens when we collect them all?
Then the community disbands.
Well.
Oh no.
That would probably be bad.
It would be, yes.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. You lose a tag. And then when you lose all of your tags and have another conflict, then everybody dissolves.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Damn.
I don't want to lose our tag.
The individual people, not the community, to be clear. It's very Thanos. Anyway, so you're in the fairground, and you get the feeling you're being watched.
I think Rumbles freezes, looks around suspiciously. Do you feel that?
Feel what?
Feel what?
The darkness has eyes.
That sounds terrifying. Oh, it's not like owl eyes, is it? Owls, I don't like owls.
I know not to whom the eyes belong, only that we are watched.
I think Emerson like swings around and is like, listen here, darkness. Poke your eyes out. Don't try me. And he like swings the pointy stick around a little bit more.
Amazing. Is there a kind of roll we can do to suss out who's watching us?
You want to get a lay of the land?
Would someone else like to get a lay of the land?
I mean, I can try, but I'm probably not very good.
Let me see what that one uses.
That's plus sense.
Yeah. I have zero sense.
I am also not very sensitive.
I guess I have a plus two, so I can do the roll. I think Grumbles, yeah, like, makes a show of, like, closing their eyes and getting very quiet to tap into the nature's maelstrom around them. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's a five.
Oh, no. Maybe Rumbles shouldn't have closed their eyes.
Yeah, you're right. That was a bad idea.
All right. So you're like, you go ahead, make a big show of everything. Everybody's watching you, watching you do this. And you don't realize the crowd of raccoons now surrounding you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like,
Who are you?
Isn't it?
Russell, will you shut up? And I open my eyes. Oh, wait.
It's not Russell.
I'll have you know my name's Dorito, not Russell.
Dorito.
And you're gonna tell me what business you got around here?
Dorito. That is a good, respectable name, Dorito.
Damn right it is. Gave it myself.
See? Ellen glares at Russell.
Russell's like, hello, my name is Russell.
And I turn back. We're just passing through.
Yeah, well, you got the tax?
Tax?
Yeah, the income tax.
I look at Nell. Do we have an income tax?
What's an income tax?
Well, if you want to come in, you pay the tax.
What is the tax?
Frida, what's the tax? I don't know. We never figured it out. Useful things.
What would be useful to you?
Fuck, Frida, we never thought this far ahead. You're gonna wait right there, and we're going to discuss it over there. Raccoon crew, with me. And Dorito like huddles them up into a corner. And is like, every now and again one like sticks their head up and turns to all of you and just does that like I'm watching you thing. And then they go back down into the huddle.
I try sneaking away while they're talking.
I think like, as you say that, one of them turns and just looks back at you and goes,
oh, that's...
And then goes back down.
There's no need for that. We don't mean you any harm.
Cassandra hisses back.
Yeah, I join Cassandra in hissing back.
Like three of them turn now and they're like...
Please don't start a fight.
Who's fighting?
You're all hissing. That seems like you're all preparing to fight each other.
Oh, it's just hissing is posturing.
Oi, what you saying? Like, I got bad posture? Is that what you're saying? I have bad posture?
Your posture is as bad as a broken hanger.
Just then, you're paying two income taxes.
You don't even know what a tax is!
Rumbles.
Three income taxes!
Rumbles, you're not helping.
I'm supposed to be helping? They look genuinely bewildered.
I mean, not making things worse would be good. Have you all figured out what she might want yet?
They disband and reform, like, make the circle back around you. They're like, all right, we've discussed it. Food is your income tax. We will take 4 foods.
What sort of foods do you like?
Any kind, really. We'll take anything. We do have a food, but for some reason, every time we try to eat it, it disappears, and it makes us very angry. See, look over there at Lay's. And you see Lay's, like, has this bright pink thing, and he goes and he puts it in the water, and he just goes, ah!
Well, there's your problem. You put it in the water.
To clean it. We're not savages.
Why are you cleaning perfectly good food? What are you, a human?
You don't clean your food.
Of course not. I'm an animal. I'm not some namby-pamby, wimpy little human who can't handle a little bit of dirt.
Do you not just collect food from bushes?
We do as well, but If you're going to pass through, then you're going to do some collecting for us as well. Or you're going to find a way for us to eat the pretty food without it disappearing.
I just go up and grab some of the candy and shove it in my mouth. See?
How do you feel about flowers?
And Dorito just, like, looks at you, just shoved it in his mouth, and just like, that's not sanitary, mate. Not sanitary at all.
What's a sanitary?
You should always wash your hands before you eat. It's to keep you clean and free from germs.
Shut the fuck up, Marcel. I don't know what the fuck you're saying, but shut up. How do you feel about flowers? This doesn't taste like a flower.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like sweet clouds.
Emerson just, like, goes over to the pile of cotton candy that they have. Sorry, of, sugar floss that they have, and just, like, picks up a handful and consumes it and goes, yes, sweet cloud is an apt description of this. It's very sweet, very cloudy, and you notice Emerson's pacing has gotten a lot more erratic.
Emerson, are you all right?
Yes, I'm very fine. In fact, I've never been better in my life. Let me tell you, I haven't felt this good since the war of 3 days ago. It was a horrible war, and it's like, won't stop talking now. Every now and again, he, like, twitches. They twitch.
That's concerning.
What's concerning about this?
You know, my cousin started acting like that when she ate a mushroom once. I think we should be careful. Keep an eye on him.
I think after a few minutes of pacing erratically, Emerson just, like, collapses.
I nudge him with my foot.
They roll over.
Is he okay?
How should I know?
Perhaps we should not eat the weird, bright thing.
I don't know. I had it. I feel fine.
Flowers are... Perhaps you're immune. You are gross and do gross things.
Thank you.
Dorito is saying this while Frito is currently eaten out of a garbage bin. Like, Dorito is saying this to you, like, if this were a TV, if this were, like, a show, you're watching Dorito say this with Frito, like, directly behind him, just, like, rummaging through a garbage bin.
You all are gross, too.
No, we aren't.
Yeah, you are. Waves at the person digging through the garbage. I do that all the time. Garbage is where the best food is.
You're right there, but you don't clean it, and that's disgusting.
Why would you clean perfectly good garbage that, like, takes all the flavor away? And clearly it destroys your food.
Every time you bring up not cleaning your food, Dorita's just like, ugh!
So, anyway, how much food do you need?
Four foods from them, and 2 foods from the rest of you.
Each or all together?
Each. That's the income tax.
Okay, so that would be 4, 2, 3.
That will be 3 foods.
I don't think that's how numbers work.
Isn't it how numbers work?
And Dorigius is like, I don't you shirk on your income tax, or we'll send the IRS after you.
What's an IRS?
The incredible raccoon squad.
What makes them incredible?
They're really big.
I need to see this incredible raccoon squad now.
Oh yeah, of course. 1 second. Oreo, come here. And you see this like really big raccoon, like easily almost like twice the size of all the other raccoons, just walk over and just like, yeah, like people don't want to pay their income tax. It's like, oh, well, then you'll have to deal with the IRS. That's me and my buddies.
No, we'll get something. It's okay.
And Ario does the I'm watching you thing and like slowly backs way back into the merry-go-round.
All right, I'll give them that. That's a pretty incredible raccoon.
Not much of a squad, though, with just one of them.
Yeah, that's
unless
true.
There are more back there.
Are there more back there?
Famous Amos, come here. And Chips Ahoy, you as well. You see, like, these two more raccoons. They could be twins. Come over and just like, yeah, what is it? What was it, boss? They didn't think we had an IRS. You're like, oh, well, yeah, there's like five of us in there.
It's five of enough for a squad, Cassandra. I'm asking because I genuinely don't know.
Five is definitely a good squad number.
And Russell's like, my owner used to read me a book about this squad that had three people, but there were actually four. I don't know why they called it the three people, but that's what they were called.
Russell, that was genuinely unhelpful.
Well, too nice to say this, but none of you are being helpful.
I think Ario gets really, not Ario, Dorito gets really close to you, Romulus, and is like, oh, listen.
Yeah.
Don't you tell them fucking birds. Don't you tell them fucking birds about the income tax, all right?
Why wouldn't I tell the birds about the income tax?
Don't tell the fucking birds. They already know too much.
Why do the birds know too much?
You don't want to fuck with birds, all right? Listen to me.
I'm listening. This is suddenly incredibly interesting and important.
Fucking birds.
Well, we are discussing birds and whatever else, and generally not doing anything helpful.
Can I go see if I can, like, find some berries or flowers or something?
Yeah, go ahead. You can,
I think Cassandra is, like, nudging Emerson to make sure they're alive, but then sees Nell start to wander off on her own and immediately, like, dashes over.
Nell, you can go ahead and roll to get a lay of the land, too.
Okay. Well, that's plus sense, which is a zero. And that's an eight.
That's an eight. All right. So you may ask one question from the list, which I think might be what resources could be gathered here.
Yes. That would be the most useful at the moment.
Yeah. There's lots of mushrooms, as Cassandra might be aware of. There are a few berry bushes. You know, there's a decent amount of food all around the place that you could gather.
Can you help me carry this back, Cassandra?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I think you enter back like towards the vicinity. You still don't see the raccoons back in line of sight. When you hear like a flapping of wings, and a crow stops like right in front of you and just looks at you.
Immediately, Cassandra is gonna just dive in front of Nell and like adopt a low posture, like try and be threatening.
The crow just cocks its head. It's like, well, who are you lot?
I could ask the same of you.
Yes. Well, I suppose you could. My name is Elder. May I ask who I'm speaking to now?
Cassandra does that thing where like you're trying to decide if it's a good idea to say something and you kind of glance from side to side. And then she says, name's Cassandra.
And your friend behind you.
What do you want with my friend behind me?
Her name
Cassandra glances back to Nell.
It's Nell.
Cassandra and Nell. Might I ask what you're doing with all of that food?
We've got to eat.
It's all for you.
Well, us and our friends.
Your friends? I can't say that I've seen too many friendly faces around this place.
No, we're just kind of passing through.
Interesting. You know, us crows don't tend to enjoy the living too much.
Okay.
So you have nothing to fear.
Okay, that's good to know.
I imagine that, I know that crows can't smile, but like, I'm sure they have another way of doing that really creepy smile. That thing where it's like, oh dear God, I don't know what to think about you. I can't get a read of you. Oh God. But it just gives you that look and it's like, perhaps I could come with you and meet your friends.
They're, I don't know how much you'd want to. They're kind of a bit much.
And Elder, like, narrows their eyes and is just like, you're not friends with the raccoons, are you?
No.
Good. Then I suppose I can ask you for a favor then.
What kind of favor?
The raccoons are hoarders of sorts. And it just so happens that they might have taken something from me that I would like back.
What did they take?
A shiny ball.
I don't mean to offend here, Mr. Elder Crow person. Can't you just fly there and take it back?
I have tried. Unfortunately, they're a lot bigger than me.
They are pretty big.
And there are a lot more of them than there are of me. But seeing as how you have friends, surely you could lend some assistance.
And they won't just give it back if you ask?
Have you tried reasoning with raccoons before?
Not a lot.
No, I can't say I have. They're not the most
reasonable folk. Not like you and me. So, and the crow, like, holds out a claw. It's like, do we have a deal?
Cassandra sort of shuffles one more berry into a big pile of berries that she's holding with one arm and then reaches out a paw and says, we'll see what we can do, but no promises.
That's a good little stoat. And it just flies off.
She hisses at him as he flies off.
That was a little weird.
I'm not sure I like him.
I'm not sure I do either.
But I'm also not sure I like the raccoons.
I'm not sure I like them either.
Maybe we should just move on as quick as we can.
Maybe. Let's go see what everyone else has gotten up to while we've been gone.
I dread to think what Rumbles has started already.
I am terrified.
Rumbles, what have you been up to with?
What could I have possibly done in the 20 minutes you've been gone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something is on fire.
That tracks.
I feel like I've been genuinely, like, listening to these raccoons about their complaints about the burb.
Yeah, they're just like, now listen to these birds. They're fucking liars. They're fucking cheats.
Yeah.
They fucking steal. Listen,
yeah.
There's one fucking bird.
What kind of bird? They
won't fucking leave us alone. I don't know, one of them fucking blackbirds. I don't know what kind. Do I look like a fucking bird doctor raccoon person?
I don't know. Do you have a little jacket somewhere around here?
No, I don't fucking have a little jacket around here. I'm not a fucking bird doctor raccoon scientist person. Now, one of them birds keeps coming in here trying to steal our shit.
Well, that's rude.
And we have to send the IRS after them.
But you just told me not to tell them about the IRS. Why would you tell me not to tell them about the IRS if they already know about the IRS?
Don't tell the IRS about our food.
Oh, deal. What?
Don't tell the bird about our fucking bird food deal. Look, it's been a day. Words are difficult.
Okay. Well, anyway, The spirits of the great beyond led me to you. So clearly, I'm supposed to help you people with whatever your problems are. I guess that's the bird, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
So, what's the plan? What do you need from me to help you fix your bird problems?
What are we going to do? I'm going to capture the bird.
Capture the bird. Okay.
And then we're going to set it on fire.
Why do we have so much fire on this podcast?
Are birds fire catchy?
Oi. Whose plan is this? You have a better plan?
I mean, do you want to just get rid of the bird? Do you want to kill the bird? Are you sacrificing the bird to what?
Oh, that's a good idea. You should sacrifice the bird to Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut?
Yes.
Do you think they deliver out here? I really like scrounging in their garbage cans.
I don't know, but we have one of their boxes, and it is a shrine now.
Well, hell, it'll get pizza out here. Fuck yeah, I'll sacrifice a crow. Alright. So we gotta build a crow trap, or a blackbird trap, or a raven trap, whatever the fuck it is.
Yes. And I think as you're discussing this plan for capturing the bird, drawing it in with a stick in the ground, that's when Cassandra and Nell come back. And when Emerson wakes up with, ah!
What the shit, Emerson?
So Emerson's still alive then?
Emerson like looks around.
That's good to know.
Just like, my head hurts. He just lays back down.
See, I told you. I'm not washing the cloud fluff is fine. It's from the clouds. It's probably doesn't need to be cleaned.
And I think in the background you see Frito like cautiously picking at a handful of it and just like going to put it in their mouth and it's like, and then just takes a bite. It's like,
See?
And it, like grabs an armful and like scurries off.
I told you.
And then like climbs into the garbage with it.
Oh, amazing. Great, you guys are back. We're going to build a bird trap.
Why are we building a bird trap?
To capture a bird.
Why are we capturing a bird?
To sacrifice it to Pizza Hut.
What's a Pizza Hut and why are we sacrificing a bird to it?
They're the building that makes pizza. And we're sacricing a bird pizza? To bring... You don't know what pizza is!
Rose.
I grab...
Sorry, I think Rose, do they have Little Caesars in England?
No, I don't think so.
Damn it, that would have been so much better.
Oh, alas.
We will sacrifice it to the great Little Caesar, but Pizza Hut is fine. To the Pizza Hut.
I get in real close to Nell, and like so I'm like staring her right in the face, right in the eyes. You've never had a pizza.
No. What does that grow on?
I don't know. But it comes out of a building, out of a hut. The Pizza Hut. And it is the best thing.
And Doritos is like, I'll have you know that it actually grows out of a pizza plant. In the ground, yeah, and they harvest it when pizza time comes around, and give it to the humans to eat, and the humans they don't eat the shell, which is the best part, and they throw it out, and we eat the shell, and yeah.
That all sounds completely plausible. I do like the shell. I like the fruit inside better, but the shell's pretty decent.
Oh, there's fruit.
Yeah. It's like, God, you have to just see it to understand. It defies all description. It's the best thing. And it's hot. Like, unlike other food. Like, it gets cold after a while. But when they put it outside, sometimes it's hot. And that's when it's real good.
And sometimes it has pineapples on it.
What's a pineapple?
What's a pineapple?
It's a little yellow thing.
Oh, those things!
Yeah.
Yeah. The little squirty triangles.
Where do pineapples grow? Is that like a regular apple?
No, it grows on the pizza plant.
Oh.
It's inside the pizza fruit. They grow all different kinds.
Anyways, back to the bird trap.
Yes, no, we're just going to have to sacrifice the bird to the Pizza Hut so they will bring a pizza and we can show you.
Why are we sacrificing the bird? Is there not another way to get the pizza?
I look at Dorito.
You have to understand, bird is a fucking lying, cheating scammer.
How so?
It keep trying to come in here and steal our shit. It's our shit, not their shit. We got it first.
Now it just looks like Cassandra.
Has this bird been described to us by the raccoons or not?
Rumbles was told that it was a black bird. I don't fucking know. I'm not a bird doctor scientist person.
Okay.
Have we been told that yet?
Yeah.
Or have we just been told we're sacrificing a bird to a Pizza Hut?
I think you've just been told that you're sacrificing a bird to a Pizza Hut.
Is there any specific bird or just a bird in general?
It's one of them fucking blackbirds, like I was telling your friend. I don't know what kind of fucking bird it is, though. It's just a blackbird. It's big and black and kind of creepy looking. Got those kinds of eyes that look like they're seeing into your soul.
I think Cassandra throws a kind of sideways questioning glance at Nell, trying to ask, do we tell this raccoon about the bird we just met or not?
I think that's what she's been wondering too.
Does this bird have a name?
I don't know. Do I look like I talk to fucking birds?
I don't know.
No, I'm not one of the fucking bird doctor scientist raccoon people. I don't have one of those little jackets.
Is that a requirement for being a bird scientist, doctor, raccoon person?
You're clearly not a bird scientist, doctor, raccoon person.
I mean, seeing as none of us are raccoons, that makes sense.
No, as in like a person who's familiar with bird doctor scientist raccoon people.
I can't say I've ever met one before.
No, I don't think I have either.
Precisely. Clearly not. Your friend here pinpointed it immediately, though.
I am a doctor.
Have you ever tried to talk to the bird?
You ever tried talking to a bird before?
Yes.
They're weird-ass fucking creatures.
Yes.
It's like talking to a human. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, jeez, you can't talk to a human.
Exactly.
You try, and they just start making those real high-pitched noises.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, look at me, I'm a human.
Exactly. At the top of their freaking lungs.
Worse than they try to just pick you up.
Oh, God, I fucking hate that. You know how much human flesh I've had to clean out of my teeth?
Yeah.
Why are you biting them?
Because they pick me up.
Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
Yes?
Consent. Nell, consent matters.
Okay.
I, like, wave my little antennae in your face.
Okay.
Consent is important. Never pick someone up without getting their okay first. Even playing dead doesn't fucking matter to them. They're willing to touch your corpse. It's gross.
Lost a cousin that way.
Shame. Anyway, sacrificing a bird.
Yes. So, here's the plan. He just like takes a stick and draws a square in the ground. It's like, we get the bird trap, yeah? And then and then the bird goes into the trap, and then we close the trap, and then we set it on fire.
Perfect plan. I see no way this can go wrong.
Are we sure setting something on fire is a good idea?
Why wouldn't it be?
I mean, fire spreads, doesn't it?
I don't see why this is a bad thing.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the trap, and we're going to dig the trap into the ground. That way the fire can't get out.
Ah, clever. Very smart. Fire can't climb. Everyone knows that.
Exactly.
I'm still entirely unclear on why we have to sacrifice this bird.
Same.
And why that will gain us pizza.
To the Pizza Hut.
A sacrifice to the Pizza Hut. The Pizza Hut will bring us pizza.
Does the Pizza Hut like bird sacrifices?
I have no idea.
Well, how do you normally get the pizza?
Dumpster diving.
Wait for people to throw it out?
Yeah. out of character, if you all have a better plan, please feel free to be like, hey, we're going to go talk to the bird, and like, I'm a diplomat, I'm going to negotiate, or whatever.
Yeah, listen, Dorito's plan is not supposed to be plan A. It's intentionally stupid. It is intentionally a bad plan.
Yes, and Rumbles is going along with it for a reason.
Yeah, no, diplomat thing is what I've been trying to figure out how to get to.
Yeah.
But everything just keeps going so all over the place.
You also don't have to side with Dorito.
Yeah, but siding with the bird sounds like it's going to get me eaten at the moment.
There is a negotiate role.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have any special leadery moves that might help here in this situation instead, but...
What moves do I have? I have befriended, we're all friends here, which are not exactly that.
No, negotiate is one of the basic moves.
Yeah, no, I know. Cora was asking if I had something that go along with it, which I don't think I do at the moment.
Anyways, Dorito is just like, oh, I see you brought the income tax. I'll be taking that. And just, like, holds out their hands.
Right. We did also happen to see a bird on the way back here.
And you're alive? Damn.
Did you kill it?
No.
No, it's a bird. I am a small mouse.
You didn't talk to it, did you?
The bird said it tends to eat dead things rather than alive things, so.
So you did talk to it?
Did talk to it, yes.
I see. Well, you can hand over your income tax now.
Okay.
Yes. And for talking to the bird, that's going to be 2 more income taxes.
What? You can't hijack the price now.
And Dorito just walks away.
The bird seemed to think you had taken something from him.
This is why we don't fucking talk to the bird. It's a lion. They're brainwashed. Brainwashed!
And how do we know you're not
Dorito lying? Scurries off.
Yeah, that's fair, Cassandra. We don't know. Especially since you just ran. Suspicious.
A little.
I'm going to say for now, I'm on the side of not sacrificing the bird to Pizza Hut.
Aww.
I think I am too.
But I want pizza.
I think you just hear from behind you. Oh. My owner used to have a good recipe for pizza.
Shut the fuck up, Russell.
I remember.
Stop being so mean to Russell.
Tell Russell to stop teasing me with pizza.
I think, like, Russell, like, skips off.
Adorable. Well, we've paid our income tax, kind of. What do we want to do now?
I'm not sure.
We could try and just leave. Leave these people to their mess.
Could.
We definitely could.
I kind of want to see what's going on here, but I also, like...
Yeah.
We could try and find this shiny thing.
Think Cassandra would be, like, at least keeping an eye out for it.
So you see the shiny marble kind of, like, in a pile of garbage, like, on top of a pile of garbage in the middle of the merry-go-round with piles of shredded paper surrounding it.
Yo, Lays.
Yeah?
What's that?
Our beds.
What's the shiny thing on your beds?
Oh, that's not on our beds. That's our treasure pile. That's our most important treasure.
You have one treasure?
No, that's our most important treasure.
What is it?
We call it the Shimmer Ball.
What does it do?
It shimmers.
That's a pretty shit treasure, not gonna lie.
You had a pretty shit face.
Yeah, probably.
Shit. I should have knew that would make a compliment. You got a shit wand.
Yeah, you know what would make it real shit? If I crammed it up your ass.
Yeah? What? I'd like to see you try.
Alright, bend over.
No, wait.
Wait.
No, please interrupt us now.
I think Cassandra probably interrupts just by going over and, like, poking the shiny and see if it does anything.
I think, like, as you get to the merry-go-round, like, as you start to get close to the treasure pile, the IRS shows up, like, all 5 of them, and just, like, stare you down.
I want to try and intimidate them.
Okay.
And I have a move for that. Called Bear Your Fangs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, like, get down on my sort of haunches again and hiss at them, show my sharp teeth. And I need to roll plus fist, I believe.
Yep.
Which is plus 2. 9 on the dice plus 2 is 11.
Ooh. Nice.
Hell yeah.
I am a constant intimidating presence to my target. Take a plus 1 ongoing when interacting with this creature.
Yeah. You kind of like stand up to the IRS. Nobody's ever stood up to the IRS before. They don't really know how to handle it. You're kind of like, yeah. Just don't touch the treasure pile. It's against the rules.
I just wanted to have a look.
You look with your eyes, not with your hands.
What if you had eyes on your hands?
What kind of freak mutant has eyes on their hands? What are you, some kind of like eye possum?
Maybe. What's it to you?
What, you want to go to some like gifted school for weird ass animals?
Why would I go to a school?
I don't know. You got weird ass things.
My ass is perfectly fine, thank you.
Can we stop antagonizing each other?
And one of the IRS, like one of the big raccoons, like turns her head and looks and goes, "Nah, it's kind of weird ass."
I'm gonna kill him.
Rumbles, don't.
Why is this your most sacred treasure?
Oh, because it's the most shiny.
Where did you get it from?
Oh, we found it laying around in a pile of sticks and things.
That sounds like a nest.
No.
Yes, it does.
No.
I think I know what a nest looks like.
Okay, what does a nest look like?
It has eggs in it.
Not always.
Yeah. No. Always.
Have you considered that that's an egg? And you stole it?
Oh, I wouldn't want to be on the end of a bird if you stole their egg.
We did think about it. Dorito did bite it, and it did not crack. In fact, Dorito lost a tooth.
Why would you bite an egg that you stole?
To see if it was an egg.
That's just bad manners. And maybe it's a magic egg.
In that case, we're definitely keeping it.
Fuck.
Shouldn't you give it back if it belonged to someone?
But it didn't belong to someone.
Okay, but what if it did?
To quote a wise philosopher.
Are you just going to repeat something you said earlier?
Finders keepers, losers weepers.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, well, we don't get paid to be nice.
Do you get paid at all?
Yes.
Y'all are capitalists? Gross.
Yeah, that...
No, we get paid in food.
Why would you be paid in food? Shouldn't the food just be freely available whenever you need it?
It is also freely available whenever we need it.
Then you're not really getting paid.
Yeah, it's like a bonus.
I don't think that's how that works.
Let me teach you about universal basic income.
Okay, you know what, fair.
Essentially, we get whatever we need. And if we want more... We do work, and we get extra.
That's why you're so big.
Yes, because I'm very good at my job.
Okay, so is because there were no eggs the only reason you don't think it was a nest?
There was also no bird.
What if the bird was just away for a little bit?
That don't make any sense.
Do you Birds? Ever leave here?
Yeah.
No.
Shit.
My job is to protect the treasure pile.
Well, sometimes you have to leave your nest for a little bit to go get food and stuff.
No, that's what Frito's for.
Okay, but so if Frito weren't here, his bed would still be his bed, right?
Yes.
So if the bird goes to get food, its nest is still a nest.
Why doesn't it just get somebody else to watch the nest?
Are you going to fault the bird for being a single parent?
Yes.
You monsters.
No.
Life is hard out here for a single parent. They don't always have someone to watch their nest. My mom carried 6 of us on her back. It was only us and her.
Oh, so you're saying that if the nest belonged to a bird, it should have carried the egg on its back.
No.
Got it.
I'm saying that the den is still a den even when you're gone, and you're monsters.
Wait, you call my mom a monster?
No, I'm calling you a monster. Your mom was probably a very nice woman.
Yeah, she was. She raised 13 of us.
That's pretty nice. Yep,
that's a lot.
Alright. Well, either way, I can't let you touch it. You gotta talk to Dorito, who will then bring it up at the next council meeting.
Look, Dorito mentioned that there being a bird that you're having trouble with, right?
Yes.
What if that's the bird whose nest you took the shiny thing from?
You lost me.
Maybe if you returned it and apologized, he wouldn't bother you anymore.
That's a good point. I will bring it up at the next council meeting.
When is the next council meeting?
And Ario like looks up in the sky and he goes, in about 4 hours.
I guess that's not too long of a wait.
What sort of time of day is it at the minute?
It's about 2 p.m.
Okay.
At this point, Russell comes back with a cracker that seems to have, like, a single mushroom on it and, like, leftover, like, cheese from something. Mm-hmm. And Russell's like, I made a pizza.
That's adorable.
Very sweet, Russell.
That doesn't look like a pizza.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Not even a little bit. And I'll knock it out of his hands. Look, I'm committed to the bit of bullying Russell. I can't stop now.
And Russell's just like, oh, well, I'll go make another.
Yes, you do that.
And Russell, like, skips off again.
I think if Adormos is able to glare...
As soon as Russell is gone, I'm going to shove the floor pizza in my mouth.
It tastes pretty decent for garbage.
It tastes even better because it's garbage.
But it's not pizza, is the point.
It's not pizza.
Fortunately, the mushroom is not a hallucinogenic.
Damn it.
Yeah, so what are you all doing?
I don't know, guys. What do you want to do? I'm literally down for whatever you guys want to try.
Should we wait for their council meeting and try to convince them to give it back? Or
I'd be in favor of doing that. I think it could be funny to see a raccoon council meeting.
Alright. So yeah, sun sets and the raccoons all gather. Doritos goes up to in front of the treasure pile and just screams. It's like, ah! And everybody replies with a similar scream.
I join in on the screaming.
And Druid's like, okay, yeah, roll call is done. So, what is the first order of business? Frito, how are you feeling? Frito's like, not bad. Perhaps we could eat the pretty colorful sugar thing without washing it. Results are inconclusive, though. I am going to give it another 24 hours. And Druid's like, okay. Lays, how was the food search? And Lays goes, I had found 17 foods. Oh, very good job, Lays. All right. And has anybody tried to touch the treasure pile? And Oreo's like, yes, that one over there did. And he, like, points over at Cassandra. And the reader's just like, does the I'm watching you thing again? And Oreo's like, oh, they also said something about it possibly being a magic egg. And that if we give it back, the bird might lead us alone. And Dorito's like, Ario, I can see why you might think that. But you have to remember, birds are lion scammers. So if you give them what they want, they're just going to want more. And Ario's like, oh, that makes sense.
No, birds are lying scammers.
Because I sleep on a book that tells me. See it? And he like points to the shredded up paper.
I'm not a book doctor, but I don't think that's how books work.
No, it is. It's that osteoporosis.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's like when you sleep on something and you absorb the information, it's the osteoporosis.
Like when you sleep in a puddle and you wake up wet?
Yeah, exactly. You sleep on a book, you get the book's information in you. So we shredded up the book to get as much books as we can in our beds, so that way we can get as much information as we can into our heads.
Rumble sits down and seriously considers this.
Anyway, so the point is, you can't trust birds.
Have you ever really talked to any birds?
Yeah, they're weird.
Lots of animals are weird. It doesn't mean they're not trustworthy.
Yeah, it does.
Glances at Rumbles.
Rumbles is still lost in thought over the possibility of absorbing knowledge through sleeping on a book.
Rumbles, would your weird magic thing be able to tell us anything about this?
You wish me to ask the nature vortex?
Could you?
Yes, I can. And Rumble stands up and tosses their cloak back a little bit, puts their TV antenna and radio antenna staff into the ground, and they attempt to glimpse ahead.
I think you throw your cape back, and Laze instinctively just like runs behind you and starts to like do that thing where to make it look like it's going in the breeze.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Laze. You're a bud.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
All right. That's 7 plus 2 is a 9. So what danger awaits us in the future through a hazy vision?
I think you see one crow looking down on you. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly it grows a second set of eyes. Oh, and then 10 more sets of eyes as it slowly expands into 12, 13 more crows.
Oh no.
Just looking down at you. And he's in one voice, just being like, "You will not leave until we have gotten back our shiny thing."
This is terrifying.
And then you wake up.
Rumbles wakes up, from their dead, slump. Their eyes roll back.
Laser's still flapping the cape.
Yeah. The crow, the blackbird, is not alone. It brings a storm of wings and eyes.
That sounds terrifying.
Only the shiny will appease it!
Alright, boys, you know what that means. And Arya's like, yeah. Wait, what does it mean? And Dorita's like, it means we must prepare for war.
What if instead of preparing for war, we try to negotiate something?
You ever try negotiating with a bird before?
Yes.
They're weird as fuck.
Some of them are, yeah.
Name one bird that isn't weird as fuck.
I knew a pigeon back in Londone.
That don't count. Pigeons are like raccoons.
Yeah.
In the sky.
They're also birds.
No, they're flying raccoons.
They seem pretty damn bird-shaped to me.
That's what they want you to think. Nice.
So, if they're flying raccoons, why aren't you flying raccoons?
Somebody has to watch the ground.
Are there robins in England? I don't know.
Yeah, they have robins.
Okay.
But Kelsey.
Somebody has to watch the ground.
There's a move called negotiate.
There is a move to negotiate.
Convince this raccoon not to go to war and to give up the shiny.
And I'm trying. Yep. Either to do that or to at least talk to the bird.
All right, go ahead and try to negotiate with Dorito.
That is a 10.
Ooh.
All right. So Dorito's like, okay, so you want the shiny thing, and what do we get?
I could go get you some more foods.
We could try and find out a way to eat the pink fluff without it disappearing, but while still also making sure it's clean.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, you can make us, you teach us how to eat the pink fluff without it disappearing while keeping it clean, and then I'll give you the shiny thing.
Okay.
I think Cassandra goes over to Russell and is like, Russell, you lived with humans. They have weak stomachs. What sort of things do they do to their food before they eat it?
Oh, well, many of them will cook it, so that way they can get rid of the germs before they eat it. But for things that are raw, they wash it.
We know that's out of the question for this.
Yes. Sometimes they'll just wash their hands. I've seen some humans just pick things up off the ground and eat it, too. But I've been told that's dirty. There's also something called the 10-second rule. But I don't understand that one too much. I think it's supposed to be that if it's been on the ground for more than 10 seconds, then it's good enough to eat.
Have you ever seen any of that shit, like, pink stringy stuff before?
I have. My owner used to like it very much.
And what did they do with it?
He just ate it. It was on a stick that he held in his hand, and then he put the pink fluff in his mouth.
So if it's on a stick, then it's not touching the ground, right?
Yes.
And then it would be clean, right?
Yes!
So what do you think, Dorito?
Frito, run a test. Frito runs over to the garbage and, like, pulls out, like, a stick and, like, stabs at the cotton candy and, like, plucks off a chunk. And then, like, puts it in his mouth and he goes, "Tastes fine. I feel fine. It might work." And Dorito's like, "Frito, that's why you're the head of my science department."
So you put the stringy stuff on sticks and keep it away from the water, and then it's perfectly edible.
Genius. Okay. Oreo, you can give them the shiny thing. And Oreo, like, okay. Like, picks it up off the top of the pile. And just, like, throws it in your direction. It, like, lands on the ground in front of you.
Cassandra scampers over and grabs it.
Your assistance has been noted. And will not be forgotten for generations. My children's children's children, thank you.
Okay, we'll see them in a few weeks. I mean...
You're very welcome.
I don't know what the lifespan of a raccoon is. Or, like, anything, but...
I think it's more than a few weeks.
Yeah, I know. I realized that as I said it.
I think raccoons have a longer lifespan than insects.
Considering they're mammals, I freaking hope so.
My lifespan is about 1 month.
Look, voles have a lifespan of about 3 months.
Really?
At least the small ones do, yeah.
That's so tragic.
The average lifespan of a raccoon is about 15 to 20 years.
Okay. You know, if this negotiation with the bird stops them from bothering you, would you be open to owing us a favor in the future?
As long as it don't involve no stinking birds.
Sure, that could be arranged.
Then so be it. In fact... He turns around, he looks around, he goes, "Altoid, you're with them. If you need me, send Altoid, and Altoid will come find us." And Altoid just, like, stands up and, like, salutes and joins the rest of you and goes, "Hello, my name is Altoid, and I'll be joining you on your journey as the messenger between you and the Raccoon City."
Thank you.
All right, Altoid, if you think you can hack it.
I do not have an axe.
Well, fuck.
I'm sure we can get an axe somewhere. We need one.
Okay, because I don't know if I can hack anything without an axe.
I think that'll be all right. So shall we go find the bird?
Yes. Let us go appease the great eldritch being with many eyes and many wings.
Right? I think you managed to, like, walk around a bit before you hear the flap of wings right behind you. You see a very familiar looking bird just perched on a bench looking down at you. "Hello, Cassandra and Nell."
"Hi."
"And friends."
"Who's friends?"
Cassandra just kind of, like, stands on her hind legs and holds the marble up reverently.
"Have you done what we have asked of you?"
She just looks at the marble. Like, is this not it?
"Go ahead, put it down."
She puts it down.
And as you put it down, it's almost like the shadow of the crow takes flight and picks it up and then flies off with it. And they're just like, yes, well, I suppose you can be permitted to leave now. We thank you for this.
Are you going to leave the raccoons alone now that you have your thing back?
So long as the raccoons do not bother us, we shall not bother them.
Good. Glad we could make sure everyone is happy then.
Yes. Happy. And the crow just flies off in a flutter of wings. It sounds like there's definitely more wings than just the one. There's the one crow. But it flies off, leaving you alone at the edge of the fairground.
Well, that's terrifying. Let's go.
Yeah, that was really weird. Yes, onward.
I think I still like him a little bit better than the raccoons.
Nah, the raccoons know how to live. All that trash, the book beds, they're geniuses.
Geniuses that don't know what a nest looks like, but...
Also, it's just like, if you do require a bed... If we find books, I will be glad to make you one.
Ah, hell yes, Altoid. We're best friends now.
I throw my arm over his shoulders as we're walking.
All right, and as you walk back into the forest, I think that's what we're going to call it for tonight.
And that's it for the second part of our Briar and Bramble game, and we hope you enjoyed listening. Briar and Bramble was written by Freddie Taylor Bell. You can find them at TheDrunkWizard with an underscore at the end on Twitter. And the game can be purchased on their itch.io page, drunkwizard.itch.io, if you want a copy for your very own. But wait! Before you rush over to their itch page, Freddie has graciously given us a digital copy to give away. Just visit us on Twitter at RollWithItAP and reply to our pinned tweet with your favorite animal. And since you've made it this far, I think you deserve a bonus entry. To get that bonus entry, all you have to do is send us your guess about our mystery animal. We're putting clues at the end of every episode of this arc. This clue, our second clue, is that our mystery animal can run as fast as 9.5 kilometers per hour. That's almost 6 miles an hour. This thing is speedy as heck. If you've got a guess, DM us on Twitter or send us an email at justrollwithitrpg@gmail.com. The winner will be chosen 1 week after our last episode drops. Thank you once again to Rose Artemis for joining us on our trip through the English countryside, and to 8ER41 on Pixabay for our intro and outro music. Rose can be found at Rose Artemis on Twitter, Itch, and Twitch, where she is an absolutely delightful variety streamer. You can find Peter at The Chaotic Super, Kelsey at Islander's Caper, and me at The Invulnerable Tide at a variety of places around the internet. Just Roll With It can be found at RollWithItAP on Twitter, on Redbubble, where you can get your hands on merch proclaiming Prometheus did nothing wrong, or shout to the world that being queer is a contest and you're winning, as well as on Ko-fi, where clips and all sorts of behind-the-scenes goodies can be found. You can find all of this in our link trees in the description of this episode. Join us next time as our little band finds themselves trapped between a river and, well, a river. But until then, whether your dice are rolling nat ones or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it.